And welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Oh, good. Kev's back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've locked the doors and everything.
Well, we were worried because when we signed out yesterday, Kev, when we were saying our goodbyes and stuff, like, Alex was the one who I thought maybe he whacked you. Like, maybe he took you out. He climbed back in through your window and killed you. We didn't hear goodbye from you yesterday, so we were very worried.
He can't do
a lot of text chains yesterday afternoon and last night, just talking about, like, dude, have you heard from fucking Kevin? Mm-hmm. I think Kevin might be dead.
Yep.
No, my battery died. Sorry, guys.
Your battery's died?
Yeah. Why did your battery die?
Because I asked Alex to charge my phone and he didn't. He's an asshole like that.
That leads to the second question. Why is Alex at your home and why are you friends with him?
I'm not friends with him. He's getting sued right now, so he kind of needs a place to stay.
He's friends with benefits with him.
Whoa. Sex.
And Kev can't come to completion until, like,
he hears Alex Jones.
Until he's absolutely, like, until someone's almost yelling at him about the gay fish or frogs. Oh. And the Kev, I somehow feel responsible for this. Like, maybe I've been too mean to you the last, like, 5 years.
You've drove me to Alex Jones.
Yeah, that maybe this is on me.
Yeah, I agree with that. This is all on This is all on Doug. Okay, so speaking of horror.
Yeah, speaking of scary things.
Let's go through our top five scariest games of all time. Our favorite ones are the ones that keep us up at night. The ones that just make us say, ooh, scary. What the fuck?
What, you don't say that, Kevin, when you play scary video games?
Yeah, just like that.
Ooh, scary. I'll start things off. My number five is a little shooter series, and it's called Fear. Because that's a scary-ass game, and it's a first-person shooter. There's a little girl in it who scares the shit out of you at every turn, but I couldn't stop playing it. We've talked about it on a episode before, so I don't need to dive deep into it, and we just talked about it recently. So, number five, the Fear series. Well, okay, Fear 1 and 2 are great. Fear 3, I'd never finished. It was like, whatever. So
it wasn't great. I found out later on. It just wasn't great.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens. Mm-hmm. Let's go with Douglas.
My number five is a series set in space. Scary. It's Dead Space.
Nice.
Space. Yeah. Mm. And they recently announced that it's getting a remake.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. A remake. And I think it's a PlayStation 5, at least a timed exclusive, if not an exclusive.
PlayStation 5 exclusive, but it's also coming to PC. Just okay. Not, man. Just not Xbox.
Ha! Suck it, Xbox, I guess.
And they're like, well, I guess we'll just make that up by buying another developer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right? Kev, what's your number five?
My number five is another game that's getting, well, somewhat of a remaster soon, and that is Alan Wake.
Oh, Alan Wake. Forgot about that.
Yeah, it's good stuff, dude. It was by Remedy, who recently did Control, which is another good game. Man, love the series, love the characters. People have been clamoring for a sequel ever since, and hopefully there will be one, because, I mean, they're putting this remastered out, so I may pick it up again, depending on how much of it's actually been remastered. But yeah, it's a good series. If you've never played it, it's fun. Like, it's like watching a TV show. They do everything. They do chapters and, like, episodes. So every time you start a new chapter, they give you, like, an episode recap, and they do it, like, you know, like a TV show. It's real cool. Yeah,
I only made it halfway through that game.
Oh, you see it through. It was good.
It's too scary.
That's why.
My number four is going to be something that should be on all three of our lists. And if it's not, you better fucking rework it right now. It's a little game called Left 4 Dead 2.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
It is a fantastic, fun little game where four people get together and try to survive hordes of zombies. And, yeah, it makes a fucking list because it's scary. And
hey, speaking of, Back 4 Blood is out this week.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can preload it on Game Pass right now.
Oh, yeah, it's on Game Pass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Fuck, I forgot about that. Shit. Mm-hmm. Let me load up that Xbox fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. God.
Xbox is like, remember that last thing you said about us? Hey, yeah, we got Back 4 Blood.
Yep.
Fuck your Dead Space.
That's true. Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Fuck out. Doug, what's your number?
My number four is Alan Wake. Also. Okay. Yep. There's one. Caleb and I played that a lot way back when it came out, and it was a creepy game. It was very creepy. Just the like your only like real weapon is a flashlight, and that sucks. That sucks.
Did you play through that?
I think we played through like most of it. If we didn't beat it, we got really close.
You cannot preload Back 4 Blood right now. You can just add
I got
it.
A notification.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, it says install. Oh, why does it say that?
Yeah, you can't. Oh, wait. Oh, it says right there.
No, it's weird. Okay, so on the actual like Game Pass site, it says just to add to your collection for future. Then when you go into the actual game page, then it says install. It's real fucking weird. That's very confusing, Xbox. Please fix that.
Fix your shit.
So, Kev, what's your number four?
My number four is a more recent game, and that is Resident Evil 7 Biohazard. I would say 8, but man, 7 was just the reimagination of survival horror. And it probably, if we didn't have PT, we wouldn't have had Resident Evil 7. I'll say that.
That PT, man.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah. That made Doug jump in my lap.
And if you have a PSVR, because it's still only PSVR exclusive, like the Resident Evil 7 in VR is pretty real. It's wild, especially like all like the different scenes where there's a part where you're in a car and the like the top of the hood gets cut off. Like in VR, that is terrifying. So yeah, that game is amazing. Another, if you get a chance, Resident Evil 7 is just chef's kiss from beginning to end.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because you like to be scared.
Number three is going to be Space That Is Dead with Dead Space.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful story and a wonderful game. And it's like if I had to put it on a scary meter, I would probably place it at a 6 out of 10. It's not so much like really scary, but it's scary enough to be, and it's creepy enough to be like, fuck this game. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, shooting off limbs of the bad guys and stuff is pretty cool. It's fun. There's definitely some jump scare moments.
A lot of jump scares.
I can't wait for the remake. I'm gonna play the shit out of that with the lights on and my wife home. So. Doug, what's your number three?
My number three is BioShock.
Ooh.
Yeah, those games are a nice amount of creep. Just like you're walking around this like abandoned sort of just city sort of thing underwater, but then like and then these crazy people show up behind you, and it is fucking terrifying sometimes, because they will literally, you'll be like, oh, I'm all alone, there's nobody here, I've checked everything, and then you look at something and then you turn around and there's literally somebody about to swing on you right behind you, and you're like, I didn't fucking hear you show up, where the fuck you come from? Mm-hmm. And you know, it's, yeah. Oh, and like the at the very beginning of the game, close to the beginning, when you pass like the little stroller and you hear like a baby crying and you go up to it and there's like nothing in it, or there's like a doll or some shit,
there's a gun.
Yeah. And then you're like,
it was just, that's where you find your first gun.
Yeah. And then the mom comes at you with like a wrench. Like, mm-hmm. like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Fucking BioShock. That first one was real creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My number three is Dead Space as well. Actually, because Dead Space is a fucking great game. Just, you know, the same reasons that Jer said, but also, man, it's just, yeah, a lot of jump scares. It seemed to be doing at the time what Resident Evil couldn't. This came out around 2008 when I think like what Resident Evil 6 was out or something like that. And it wasn't a very good game. Dead Space kind of re invented at the time survival horror. And man, yeah, the whole trilogy is fantastic, but that first one still, it hits.
My number two is Doug's number three, which is BioShock. For all the same reasons, I don't need to say anymore. Take it away, Doug. What's your number two?
My number two is another game that like me and my friends played a lot of in the middle of the day with all the lights on and like the windows like out, like the blinds up and stuff to make sure the house is as bright as possible, because it is absolutely terrifying. Silent Hill 2.
That was a good one.
Like, and that was a creepy fucking game. That one was scary.
I never played the original that Xbox series. Or whatever.
God damn. Yes. So it still haunts me. That's a game I also think that they need to, like, Silent Hill needs to, like, give us a new, get, like, remake that one, please. Of all the weird Konami fucking said, innings.
Yeah. I mean, from what I heard recently, Konami is going to be making more Silent Hill, more Metal Gear somehow, and they're going to be making like more games like that. So hopefully, a new Silent Hill is very much needed these days.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kev?
My number two is your number two, Jer. BioShock. Like, yeah. And for all the same reasons Doug was saying, like, mm-hmm. that baby carriage was cool, the game was creepy, at the time, like it had a, I'm not going to spoil it, even though it's a very old game. There was something that happens in the game that really makes you question other games and other first person shooters, if anything, like halfway through it. And it becomes like, it becomes pretty interesting. And it was a meme at its time, but man, BioShock is just amazing. The soundtrack, the environment, seeing the big daddies walk around and being like, should I take a chance on this one? Or should I just let this one pass? You know, and just picking and choosing your battles and stuff, which was not usual. You know, usual games like this, you destroy everything you see. But this one, you might, you know, you could pick and choose some fights.
Yeah.
That's mine.
All right, we've come to the number one most scary games. And my number one is going to be Last of Us 1 and 2.
Holy shit. That is also my number one.
Yeah, there is nothing more, like, when you have a story that is cinema-like for a complete game all the way through, and then you add on top of that the fear of not only zombie-like creatures, but humans. Like, the humans are almost scarier than the fucking, than the monsters.
Yep.
Clickers.
Yeah. So that's my number one. It's fucking awesome. If you've never played it, you're really missing out on a fucking magical series.
If you've never played it, yeah, go get a PlayStation 5 because they're so readily available and play
you,
it.
You can play it on a PS4 Pro. That's what I did. I played it on my PS4.
Mm-hmm. Can you even get those?
No, because they stopped making them, but still.
I know a guy.
I know a guy.
Yeah. So once I buy mine, I need to get a PlayStation 5. Don't know when I'm going to be able to get one of those, but
there, I mean, listen, if you really want a PS5, you can get one. It just takes you, like, you can't go about it the lazy way of walking in a store and asking the Target guy, be like, yeah, I'll take one of those off the shelf. You gotta be a hunter. What the fuck was that?
What was that? What was that?
I like you have a Microsoft Teams meeting.
Yeah.
Fucking Windows 11.
No.
So you have to do a little legwork and be like, all right, all you have to do is follow one Twitter account. It's called PS5 Updates. And it will link you and put it in the cart for you whenever one becomes available. You click the link, you order, and you're done. It took me a few tries, but I snagged one from Best Buy when they were like 2 weeks after, no, about 2 months after launch. But I wasn't like trying every single day. I just popped on when I saw the update and stuff, and then I got one. So it's not difficult. It's just annoying.
Twitter. excuse me. Twitter. No, Twitter. You say PS5 update?
Yeah, I think it's called PS5. I can link you as well. PS5. Maybe
PS5 updates. Yeah, PS5 restock news.
Yeah, yeah. No. I'm sorry. It's PS5 stock alerts. So that's the one that I'm following.
Mm.
That's the one that's. It's got a million followers. And here, I'll link you right here. There you go.
PS5 stock alerts. Yeah, I got it. I found it. Thank you.
There you go. And so if you follow that, they've gotten so good at it that they list everything. The last update from them was October 1st when everyone had a restock, and a lot of their stuff they will automatically add to your cart. So all I did was I made sure to always be logged in to Best Buy, Target, mm-hmm. and all that. And so when I clicked the link, it automatically put it in there, and I just hit buy, and I got it from Best Buy. And I got the digital one, so it only cost me $3.99.
Yeah, that's what I want too. I don't need no fucking disc. Get out of here.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
seriously,
Kev, what's your number one?
My number one is Left 4 Dead 2. For like I said, a lot of the reasons that you guys loved it, man. Yeah, and I think just because of like cumulative time between the Xbox and the PC version, like playing with friends, like that, man, I put so many hours into that. And then like with the mods and just having so much fun with that, like shooting stormtroopers while like, you know, like the guy who jumps on your head, that special enemy who had like, I had the Beavis and Butthead Corn Julio soundtrack going.
Oh my God.
So you'd hear him go, you know, just random stuff like that, really like up the replay value of it. But man, I'm really excited for Back 4 Blood. Just, you know, hopefully they'll have some kind of mods like that. You know, but Left 4 Dead 2 is just so much fun and such a great horror game that still to this day people still like flood the servers with. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not for long.
Yeah, right, right. Good call on the Last of Us was on my original list, and then, yeah, I got pushed off. Same with Silent Hill 2. Man, there's so many good horror games, everybody. Like, this is a good month to play it, but every month's a good month to play a horror game.
Listen, here at 8-Bit Geek, we're pretty inclusive, and we never really judge people on what their opinions are, but if you're looking to get into podcasting, we will be replacing one of our hosts soon. So,
wow.
Well, I'm sad to announce it. I guess this is my last week.
Yeah, it was Doug's fault here. He should have had Left 4 Dead on his list. What a piece of shit.
I thought about it, and then I was like, well, I don't really, to me that's not a horror game because it's not scary. It can be intense. Definitely when you're like, oh my God, I've got 12 bullets left and oh God, there's a charger coming at me and there's a tank showing up.
Yeah.
But
in like a studio apartment. Not necessarily
scary. It's stressful. It's a stressful game. Like, you want to talk about a game that's going to get your fucking like heart racing because you're worried about you're in that last part of the final chapter or whatever you want to call it And you're like, I just want to get on the fucking helicopter. Like, God damn it. Mm-hmm. There's still a map that the three of us have not won together ever. Carnival. We have yet to get through fucking Carnival.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Like, and I've beaten the game. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's like, we're not bad. We're not bad at the game. It's just for whatever reason, we just can't fucking do it.
We get too cocky.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to tomorrow, which is What's Up Wednesday. We'll have some latest news, some fun comments on it, and all that other good stuff. So stay tuned for tomorrow. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.